From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good morning to you.
Yeah, hi Mike.
So Adrian Orr, I think the fact that we're going nowhere till 2020 falls roughly under the category of surprise, doesn't it?
It sure was. I mean, we've definitely got a new governor in the house, and he doesn't like being called the governor because he said he's never owned a pub. Now, yesterday's announcement is a definite departure from what we've seen before. It took the market by surprise. And we've seen, Mike, we've seen a pretty major reaction in financial markets. I mean, we've got interest rates lower in response to the New Zealand dollar, reasonably material move lower as well. So to give you the numbers, now, we'll look at a thing called the five-year interest rate swap. It's like a benchmark five-year rate. So don't worry about that. Just listen to the numbers. It was sitting around 2.52 yesterday. Now, it's already fallen. We look back in April, it was around 2.8%. So we've already seen quite a softening in that interest rate. Well, yesterday after the announcement, 2.39. So that's a big move in that particular kind of asset. It's pretty much a two-year low there. So, you know, we did have some concern about rising rates overseas putting pressure on our rates. Well, forget that now. Park that. No pressure there. Currencies, February. US dollar against the Kiwi, 74 cents. It's weakened since then. Going into the announcement yesterday, 0.6748, so mid-67s. When I logged on this morning, was having a look at this rate, it was flirting with 66 cents. Mm. Now, so we're down around where we were in March 2016. So I think those are pretty significant market reactions, Mike. But why is this happening? Well, here's a surprise. The RBNZ are a bit more worried about growth than the government appears to be.
Good.
And they are, yeah, exactly, and they're welcoming a little bit of inflation. Look, in simple terms, the statement is more dovish in a monetary policy sense than we had expected. I mean, he retained the statement that the next move could be up or down, but in their forecast, as you said, they've pushed out any move in the official cash rate until 2020. Markets weren't expecting that. So biggest one-day move we've seen in these things for a long time. They've welcomed the fact that there are some inflation pressures out there. He set the scene, the first page of the statement. He told us what was going to happen. So that's quite good. We know how to read these things now. They say that growth will lift over the next 2 years, Mike. That's consistent with what the market thought. But the risks to the growth outlook are to the downside. And when he weighs up, look, I've got a little bit of rising inflation there against the risks to the growth. Mm. Risks to growth wins.
All right. Good summation. We'll talk to Grant Robertson later on this morning. Now,
excellent.
Fonterra, I'm assuming this isn't good news.
What is going on here, Mike? I mean, Fonterra Securities went into a trading halt yesterday. So that it does have some securities that trade on the NZX and on the ASX. These are the Fonterra shareholders' funds. Now, what they've said yesterday is their corporate group's 2018 earnings may differ from its previous guidance. So they're going to keep crunching the numbers. They're hoping to have an update by close of business today. Now, let's just a bit of context here, Mike. First half loss was announced in March. Remember that $348 million loss? They had to write down the value of their investment in Being Mate. There was $405 million charge against that holding. Then they had to settle with Danone. That was following the issue around the whey protein. That was $183 million. They've cut the dividend. Their margins getting squeezed because dairy prices were going up. So those Fonterra shareholders fund securities, they're already down 20% this year. So look, work being done may indicate a variation from earnings guidance previously given to the market. This is one of the biggest companies in the country.
Yeah.
Look, we don't, Mike, it could be an upgrade. We don't know what's going on. It could be an upgrade.
Do you think it's an upgrade, Andrew?
Look, if I was a betting man, I would say not.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing Fonterra wants, I thought, at the moment is a downgrade. I mean, Mike, after that global dairy trade auction earlier this week, I mean, you did have to, some analysts are now starting to say that the forecast payout might be a little bit optimistic because there just didn't appear to be any Chinese demand. Last thing
I need is his line.
What they need right now is a downgrade.
Exactly. Last couldn't thing. Agree more. Righto, what are the numbers this Friday morning?
Hey. 25,565 on the Dow. They're down 18. The S&P 500, 2860, up small. NASDAQ 7915, they're up 28 at the moment. That's about 0.3%. FTSE 100, 7741, down 35. Nikkei 22598, they're down 46. Shanghai Composite, they gained about 1.8% yesterday. That's 50 points. closing at 2794. ASX 200, they were up 29.6297 for our friends across the Tasman. That's about a half percent. And we stormed up on the NZX 50 yesterday, up 68 points, 0.77%, 8940 to start the day today. On the currencies, 0.6623 against the US, 0.8964 against the Aussie, 0.5729 euro, 0.5153 pounds, 73.5 against the yen. Gold trading at $1,213.08, and Brent crude, $72.09.
Superb effort this week. It's why we pay you so well. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Andrew Kelleher. JM, stop laughing. And JMI Wealth is available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.